Eagle in the Morning with Pitch and Amy.
Imagine a world where every word ever written, every picture ever painted, and every film ever shot could be viewed instantly in your home via an information superhighway. And in fact, that's already happening on something called the internet.
On something called the internet. This video is from 1994, and it's introducing the world to the internet.
To the information superhighway.
Yeah, this throughout the whole video, we watched it. Throughout the whole video, she keeps saying the information superhighway. And if you're thinking how cool that must have been, mm-hmm. This woman has to come on and explain what the internet is. And when you think about it, how does the internet really work? I don't understand. But when you go, it's all just in the air. I have no idea. Uh-huh. I just know that I can Google everything I needed to know. And I think back to the days where if you had to write a report, you had to get out an encyclopedia mm-hmm. and look things up.
Yep. Now, it's like when my daughter Maisie does her homework. Like, she'll sit at the table and she'll be just there with her laptop and anything she's not sure. She just Googles and it's there.
Think about any time you have a conversation. I cannot tell you how many conversations I have mm-hmm. with someone and they're like, oh, what was this? This was like, let's look it up. And then you have answers immediately. Done. You don't have to go, well, listen, when the Encyclopedia Britannica comes out in 2 years, we'll find out this answer. Here's what was on the internet.
There are over 20 million people connected up. But
she's saying 20 million people. But that was amazing that 20 million people are on the internet. You look at Facebook, a month, they have 1.55 billion users every month.
And that's just one website.
One website. Mm-hmm. The entire internet in 1994 had 20 million people in it.
There are over 20 million people connected up. But you can do more than just send messages on the internet. There's loads of useful information in here. You can get news, recipes, and I found this satellite weather map in there. It's all good fun. But what limits the potential of all this is that it's relatively slow.
And if you look at the difference from 1994 technology-wise until now, if you look at the difference from 2000 mm-hmm. technology-wise now, it's such an amazing difference. And I often think sometimes we stop appreciating how much easier our life is on so many levels.
I remember when I got my first computer, and it's the same thing. It was dial-up, so you'd sit there and you'd wait for it to dial. Sometimes it wouldn't connect straight away. Yeah. And then you go to look at something, and you'd have to wait for it to start to appear, like down the screen. Mm-hmm. There'd be not a line, but it would come down the screen.
We had my aunt gave my mom, when we were kids, mm-hmm. They had a Mac, mm-hmm. Macintosh.
Okay.
And we would turn it on, and a command screen came on. Well, I'm 7. I'm not a coder, Elaine. So we would turn off. We'd better just play Office with a computer that we never turned on.
It doesn't work, this thing.
Yeah.
But isn't it weird?
Command screen. Like, I still don't know how to open up a screen. If you gave me a command screen on a PC right now, I would have no idea what to do with it.
I remember like getting that computer, and then when the whole Napster thing started getting big, mm-hmm. and like
I was a freshman in high school,
and you'd find a song. Oh yeah, I've been looking for that song, but it would take like 10 minutes to download.
Yeah, we used to have house parties at my friend Brittany's house, and mm-hmm. it was Napster and LimeWire.
LimeWire was the second, was the
and
one.
Like,
after.
Oh, listen, we got to get this really great song, and we would start that Friday afternoon and be like, mm-hmm. listen, we got to get songs for tonight's party.
Yeah, and I remember like kind of doing that, and then like trying to burn them on a CD, and then sometimes I remember like having a list of about, say, like 50 songs, and I'd be like, and I'd go to bed, and then I'd get up the next morning, and there'd still be some there still downloading. Yeah.
You think about how easy it is now for you to steal music compared to when you had to wait for it. Poor Petch.